February 15th, Monday. What kind of strength do you need? In order to live in today's world, you need strength for today. This isn't the strength that people speak of to earn money. Instead, it is the strength that protects the honor of being a child of God who lives in this world seized by Genesis 3, 6, and 11. Today, when you look to God in your field, He will give you spiritual strength to save the world and the field. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 28. Moses' absolute journey. The skill summit. Exodus chapter 3, verse 18. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. The path of the absolute journey that God began cannot be blocked by anyone. The nation of Egypt and Pharaoh himself tried to block the Exodus and the absolute journey. However, Pharaoh failed. In order to start this absolute journey, God first called Moses and gave him answers. What answers did God give you in order to go on the same absolute journey that Moses went on? Number 1. Exodus, Canaan, and world evangelization. God gave Moses what was most important. God showed Moses his absolute journey, which was the Exodus and the land of Canaan. That journey couldn't be blocked or changed by anyone. On the path of walking on the absolute journey, God has already given you the answer of world evangelization. Moses received this answer first and walked on the absolute journey. Number 2, the skill summit. God wants to make your skills and life into the summit. God showed the Israelites the works that He would perform. However, on the wilderness road, the unbelievers saw the Israelites and said that they would die. Regardless, not only did God make the Israelites collect grain in the wilderness, He also made them harvest and place it in storages. If God works in your life and skills today, you'll receive the answer of the Skill Summit's journey regardless of your ability. For the Israelites who couldn't see the works that God had carried out, 40 years in the wilderness was a time of tremendous suffering. However, for Moses, Joshua, and Caleb, who saw the works and answers that God accomplished, it became the greatest time to enter Canaan and prepare for world evangelization. The wilderness path that you're taking right now is the absolute journey that you must go on for the sake of world evangelization. Dear God, even though the path that I'm currently on may seem like the wilderness, may each step that I take lead to your absolute journey of world evangelization. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.